Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know Suzanne from Graham is. Suzanne, are you there?
I sure am.
Suzanne, by any chance, were you listening to the cheat sheet yesterday at 5:40 to get three correct answers during the men's room?
Absolutely. He is hard to beat.
Girl, yes.
Come on, Suzanne. How do you look at yourself?
I got to fix my record, man. I'm 3-1. I had the custom Beat Mig shirt at the Red Dog Saloon last Sunday.
Oh, Suzanne, it's easy to hear from you. Well, get ready to put a 2 next to that instead of a 1.
All right, them's fighting words. All right, Steve, get out of here.
All right, bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Suzanne has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I am.
What animal is known as man's best friend?
Dog.
Correct. Which Major League Baseball team plays at Coors Field?
Milwaukee?
No.
Colorado Rockies.
Yes, an infectious particle that can only reproduce inside a living cell is called a what?
Virus.
Yes. Which character was Meg Ryan married to in Top Gun?
Goose.
Yes. On which continent will you find the largest building carved out of a single rock?
Oh, what continent? Egypt?
No.
That's not even a continent. Pass.
Which planet in our solar system has virtually no water?
Venus.
Yes. Which Stephen King novel takes place at the Overlook Hotel?
Oh, here's Johnny. What the heck? I can't think of the name of it. Pass.
How many different shapes are there in Tetris?
5.
No.
4.
No.
6.
No. What is the fattiest human organ?
The liver.
No. We got you down for 5, Suzanne. No worries, no worries. Sometimes when you split right down the middle, that's all you need. Yeah. What up, Steve?
I feel like you guys are talking about me.
We're always talking about you.
I get a little insecure about this situation.
Are you ready?
Yeah!
What animal is known as man's best friend?
Dog.
Yes. Which Major League Baseball team plays at Coors Field?
That would be the Colorado Rockies.
Correct.
And hopefully they lose this week.
An infectious particle that can only reproduce inside a living cell is called a what?
Is that a parasite?
It is not.
Oh. Human centipede.
No.
Pass.
What character was Meg Ryan married to in Top Gun?
Maverick.
No.
Top Gun.
No.
Goose?
Yes. On which continent will you find the largest building carved out of a single rock?
Ooh, I'm going to go with Asia.
You're correct. Which planet in our solar system has virtually no water?
That would be Uranus,
Taryn. It would not be.
Venus?
Yes. Which Stephen King novel takes place at the Overlook Hotel?
That would be The Shining?
Yes. How many different shapes are there in Tetris?
Four.
No.
Six.
No.
Eight.
No. What is the fattiest human organ?
The liver.
No.
The lungs.
No.
The brain.
Yes. Who are you?
Steve Miggs.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, correct. That is a win, Steve. Seven to five. Sorry, Suzanne.
Bummer.
That's all right. Good game. Another one bites the dust.
Another one bites the dust. Our friend Suzanne listened to the cheat sheet and knew that an infectious particle that can only reproduce inside a living cell is a virus.
A virus.
The number of shapes in Tetris, 7.
Damn it. I just figured it was an even number.
Yes, and you've proven that your brain is very fatty today.
Thank you. Yeah. The
Daily Mix Show. Earlier this morning, I shared that my husband decided to upgrade us to the executive membership at Costco.
Ballers.
So we have a simple question for you. 206-803-ROCK. If you have ever paid to be a member of something like Costco or the zoo, a museum, anywhere, call 206-803-ROCK. We're going to ask that simple question after The Offspring. Earlier this morning, I shared some very big news that my husband decided to upgrade us to a very exclusive club. You are looking at one of the newest executive members of Costco.
Oh, you did it.
Oh, no, I did not do it. My husband did it.
So what does that mean?
I don't even know if he knows. I definitely don't know. He went there yesterday, but did not tell me until this morning. Oh, by the way, yesterday at Costco, they told me I could upgrade to an executive membership for, you know, $65 or whatever it was. So I went ahead and did it. My question was, well, what does that get us?
He doesn't know.
He's like, I don't know. I think it's the new shopping hours and some other stuff. Like, okay, cool, Brad. Thanks.
So how often does he need to get there early? How often has he ever...
gone early.
Also, isn't that usually just for the older? Oh, okay. Makes sense.
That part, yes. Okay.
He's nearly reached the senior hours.
I mean, they do say that you have to worry about the elderly being scammed.
Oh, my God.
Now, we did get a bunch of text messages from people saying, hey, one of the cool things is you get money back. And if you spend enough money there, you basically will pay for your membership throughout the year.
I'm excited to check back in a year and tell you all the big dollars we get back, Steve.
I'm excited for you.
Well, this leads us to want to ask a simple question. To kick things off with Greg in Federal Way. First off, Greg, what are you a member of?
I'm a proud member of AAA.
All right.
Ooh, so tell us about the perks you have experienced as a AAA member.
Well, I needed their services twice in 1 week. One of my three classic cars needed to get towed to the shop for transmission work. And also, I was in Centralia on one of my six motorcycles, and it needed to be towed back to Federal Way, and they showed up promptly and brought my vehicles back home and, well, into the shop. So I'm very proud to be that. I'm also a Costco executive member.
Yes.
And what's the perk of that for you?
Well, they convinced me with the if the difference wasn't, you know, enough, that they had reimbursed me the difference in cost. But we shop at Costco a lot, and, you know, Costco's a good deal. The lines are a bit hectic, but it's worth it.
That's why I only go before 5 p.m. Otherwise, it's like it's not worth it. And it sounds like those two incidents alone probably paid off whatever it is for his AAA membership.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Caden from Snoqualmie, what are you a member of?
Hey, I'm a member of the Coug Mug Club.
Yes, oh, you and me both, baby. So tell people about the perks of the Mug Club that you have experienced.
Amazing discounts on beer and food. You can get like a burger basket and a beer for $7-$8, which is unheard of.
That is
and
insane.
Then all kinds of like fun, cool little events they hold at the Coug out in Pullman.
What number are you?
Oh man, I have two mugs. I have my personal one, then I have my employee one. So I think 3427 is my personal one, and then I have no idea on my employee one.
Caden, I'm number 2543.
Oh, okay. Wait. You're like 1,000 ahead of me.
Caden, I have to ask you about the employee. Is that so that when you bring somebody, you have a mug for them as well?
No, well, so I was I did graphic design for the bar, and so gotcha. I ended up just getting a second employee mug that instead of having four numbers, it has three and a cool little E to symbolize employee.
Ooh, I like that.
And that way you could double fist too.
Yes. Kathy from Gig Harbor, our simple question. First off, what are you a member of?
I am a member, a proud member of the Gig Harbor Eagles 2809, People Helping People.
So what are some of the big perks of being a member of that Eagles Club?
Well, on a given Monday or Thursday, we have what's called Joker Poker, or we have Queen of Hearts, and it's a card. And they are put in envelopes by the gambling commissioner. And if you choose... if you buy a raffle ticket for a dollar, you have a chance to win. People buy hundreds of dollars of raffle tickets. And if you choose the Joker Poker on Monday night, right now there are only two cards left of a full deck of cards. And one of them, I mean, it is the stir. I mean, if you're into journalism or video, you know, it's just crazy. It's crazy right now. There's 1,500 members and about 400 members come on a Monday night, and at 7 o'clock they draw the raffle ticket. And if your raffle ticket's drawn, you go behind a case and it's locked, and you pick an envelope that is concealing a card, and all of the cards on the deck have been chosen, but there's only two cards left. Number 51 and number 53, and one of those is the Joker. And if you pick that card, you go home with, I am not kidding, $38,000. It goes up every week. And right now, that's the Joker Poker. And next week, on Thursday night is Queen of Hearts. Same concept. It's just a queen.
I think you sold it to Taryn.
I'm in, wait. Kathy.
Oh, my gosh. It is so, it's a lot of fun. But, yeah, it's capacity. It's, and a lot of Eagles do this. They start out, you know, it's kind of slow as people start out because, you know, what are your chances of choosing the Joker right away? But people are in it for 10, 15 bucks. And there's also a 50-50 that you go home with half the pot and the other half goes to the club. And you don't have to be a member for that. But you do have to be a member to play the Queen of Hearts or Joker Poker.
Well, Kathy, as a member, do you have a cool like satin jacket that says like Eagles Club on it?
You know, it sounds silly, but it is a fraternity. And we stand, I'm a chaplain there, and it stands for diversity, equality, and justice. And so there are some kind of corny things about it, but the very first Eagles was in Seattle.
No way.
We're number 2809, and they are huge.
Oh,
they
Kathy,
are huge at giving back.
I don't think it's corny. I love satin jackets. I saw one at a thrift shop, and I'm like, I want to get it, but I'm like, I'd be a poser if I'm rocking an Eagles jacket.
Yeah. Like I said, number one was Seattle. Number two is in Tacoma. Some of them have had to shut down. There's some chatter about, the auxiliary and Eagles. How come the auxiliary can't be an Airy? And that's what I meant, Airy and auxiliary. But anyway, it's all good. I've been a member for 9 years. My husband's the treasurer. I'm a chaplain. I've been a trustee. You know, it's hard right now with everything that's going on in the world, but I just stay true to myself and God, and, everything else kind of works itself out, but I just kind of stay under the radar.
Well, Kathy, we got to get running, but I appreciate you calling in about that.
Do you know what the number one biggest perk of the Eagles clubs are, though?
What?
They pour very stiff drinks.
Okay, of course, you know, she's joined in the club for poker joker and stiff drinks.
The Daily Mix Show.
Fall is here. I know Danny has been chomping at the bit for the start of this season, and that means that pumpkin spice is back everywhere you turn. And some are very excited about this, while others are not at all. So we're going to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
It is officially fall, and that means that everywhere you go, you will not be able to escape pumpkin spice products. They are everywhere. And Good Morning America and many others are calling it pumpkin spice season.
Tell me, really, how do you react when I say pumpkin spice? Well, some of you might roll your eyes. Some of you might think, oh, fall already. And some of you might go, oh, yeah, it's that season. Well, yes, a lot of brands now are getting a rush on pumpkin spice season.
All right, which one are you?
No.
You roll your eyes?
The only part of the pumpkin I like is the seeds. I love a roasted pumpkin seed.
High five. Let's go.
Take the rest of the pumpkin and get out of here.
Pumpkin seeds, number one.
Yes.
Pumpkin pie I can rock with. I need a lot of ice cream or whipped cream on top of it,
yes,
though. At that point, it's just really like a little pumpkin spice whipped cream.
So how do you feel about a pumpkin spice latte, let's say?
Hard
PSL.
Pass. Hard pass.
Danny loves a PSL.
No, I don't.
Oh, you don't love it.
I'm
just
not.
Loves Halloween.
Yes. However, I will, to give you credit, I did like the PSL at one point.
Mm.
I have grown out of that, and I am matured taste buds to the pumpkin cream cold brew now.
Oh, I thought you were a donut spice latte guy. You know, DSL.
Oh, jeez.
Wow. Is well, that what that stands for?
Yeah, exactly.
That's exactly
Steve.
What it is.
That's what I thought.
Obviously, the opinions on pumpkin-flavored things go both ways. So we're going to go straight to the comments.
We've had a lot of comments, people commenting about pumpkin spice latte, pumpkin spice other stuff. And then other people are just suggesting what annoys them more than the pumpkin spice craze.
Oh.
So I figured, who better to read this than a man or a boy that is a big fan of a pumpkin?
Oh. Charlie Brown.
Bam! Oh. Let's go, Danny.
I'm really good at this, guys.
I know. I'm like, either we share the same brain or I'm giving some good hints.
Yeah. Oh, good grief.
So we have Robot Charlie Brown reading some of these comments about the pumpkin spice craze because fall is here.
Yes.
Are you ready for the first one?
Sure.
The only thing more annoying than pumpkin spice everything is people's obsession with bacon. Bacon donuts, bacon vodka, even bacon scented candles. We get it. Pigs are tasty.
I mean, I'm on board for bacon for sure, but pumpkin spice, no.
What about bacon? Remember when they had like bacon flavored chapstick?
I mean, that's kind of weird.
It's a little much.
But bacon flavored vodka all day.
Yeah, I could rock with bacon flavored vodka, but I'm also. Sometimes I think people overrate bacon just in general. I think it smells amazing. I don't know if it's like the greatest tasting thing
I think
ever.
It's been so long since you've had bacon that you just don't know what you're talking about
anymore.
So I need
to eat some bacon?
Yeah.
All right, fine.
There are decent pumpkin beers. The rest sucks. That said, chill out about it. The world sucks. Let people be excited about something.
That is a very good point. The world does suck.
Yeah. I will say I can get down with a pumpkin beer, though.
Yeah, because you go to like the pumpkin,
beer
the
fest.
Great Pumpkin Beer Festival
back.
Every year.
That's next weekend, I think.
Yeah, it's literally next weekend. I'm so excited for just that whole season because they do some really good pumpkin beers.
I love that Danny's tracking anytime I say anything. It's like, that pumpkin. And you're like, oh, yeah, it's the Great Pumpkin Beer Fest. I know exactly what you're talking about. And Charlie Brown is going to read the comments.
Same brain.
Yes.
I hate it, and my wife loves it. It hurts my soul that I have to say, can I get a venti pumpkin spice latte when I stop to get us coffee?
What is happening to Charlie Brown's voice?
And since when is he married? Is he married to Peppermint Patty?
Finally.
It's about time, and she does have terrible drink orders. Dude, there are times where my wife will say something, and I'm just like, you're just going to have to read. You're just going to have to say it to the barista, because I'm lean over my lap and say it, because I don't want
to
say that.
It's, sometimes it's embarrassing to give those specific coffee orders.
And for me, it's less about being embarrassed. It's more about, I'm going to mess this up. Mm. There's so many words that you're using that I just never say.
No.
Pumpkin spice is fine, but the bone broth obsession, watching people sip steaming beef water like it's the fountain of youth. Hashtag dumb.
Wait, what?
Now he's
this
Irish.
This is a thing?
Yes, it's Irish Charlie Brown. You know what's funny is that when we were having our fertility issues, and my wife went and saw like a fertility acupuncture specialist, because we tried all the, you know, IVF, IUIs, none of that worked. But then she went to an acupuncture specialist, and that specialist said, I know you're vegan, but if you're willing to, it's worked with me before. If you could incorporate some bone broth into your diet, I've seen success with that. And my wife was like, F it. I'll give it a whirl. And I don't know if that actually is the reason why we ended up having Tatum. But, you know, it happened soon after. So I can't knock acupuncture in the fertility specialist world and also bone broth because of that.
If it didn't work, I'm sure the next suggestion would have been pumpkin spice.
Yes. But I'm glad we didn't have to get to that point.
How about protein everything? Protein cookies, protein water, protein chips. Let me just eat a sandwich in peace. F*** you. And your macros.
Jeez, Charlie.
Maybe, your macros.
Maybe you need to worry about your fitness. I see that, dude. And I'm a sucker for it. Everything is protein. I bought a bag of protein pretzels.
Do they have the protein chips I keep seeing? I'm kind of intrigued by.
How are the protein pretzels?
They're delicious, but I don't know if we need to put protein in these things.
Yeah, like, you do.
Apparently so. We're getting swole, Annie. Yeah. We're eating pretzels.
Yeah. Pumpkin spices, whatever. But when everyone suddenly becomes a fantasy football expert in September, that's the real scourge of fall.
I hate that, too.
It's very annoying.
When's Mike coming in for our fantasy football update?
Thursday. We're killing it, guys, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, positive.
Are we still in last place?
Yeah.
All right, great.
We have not won one game or matchup yet.
We got one more comment about the pumpkin spice craze. Pumpkin. Are you ready?
I'm still holding out hope for pumpkin spice floored edible underwear. Giggity.
Damn, Charlie. It's Charlie Brown after dark. The Daily
Mix Show. There's a 70-year-old woman who is a big fan of a rock band that you might not expect a grandma to be a fan of at all. And she even has the band's logo tattooed on her body. We're going to tell you what's trending after Smashing Pumpkins. The world is a very busy place, and it never slows down. And there's so much happening out there in the world of pop culture that we have gone through it all. And we're prepared to tell you what's trending. What's trending? On the Daily Mix Show. What's trending? Let's go. Let's go. Chuck Norris is 85 years old.
Yes.
And he just showed up off this Instagram post where he hiked a place called Lassen Peak. It stands at 10,457 feet. And he was talking about how this mountain has recovered from the 2021 Dixie Fire, was kind of showcasing some of the changes in the landscape, and then also just really a celebration of how fit he is at 85 years old.
It's insane. Have you been paying much attention to Chuck Norris and like his whole enhanced longevity thing?
No.
I ended up watching like some, like, it was like almost like an infomercial. I didn't watch it long enough to like be like, exactly what is he doing? But he's got like a whole method to how he's able to stay so youthful. Because he does look great and he's in great shape.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, also probably years of, like, you know, actually being a disciplined individual like he's been with, like, martial arts probably helps as well.
Definitely.
So, yeah, you might want to give that a check out if you want to enhance your longevity.
He has his own, like, water brand and all. He's got all sorts of things.
He's got his own water?
Yes, he has Chuck Norris. It's called, like, C-Force. I'm pretty sure it's called C-Force water.
That's crazy. I didn't know that. All right, so speaking of being older, there's a woman who's 70 years old. She lives in Arizona. Her name is Carla Well Knight, and she's in the news because she is a massive, and I mean massive, and I would never have thought, like, 70, you're like grandma age, Nine Inch Nails fan.
Oh, wow.
She's a big fan of all the rock music. In fact, her second favorite band is Korn. She also loves Linkin Park, and apparently she's not doing too well because she's battling an aggressive form of breast cancer. But last week, she was able to, check something off of her bucket list, which was to see Nine Inch Nails live. She got floor seats thanks to a AARP program called Wish of a Lifetime. Aww. I got to imagine Wish of a Lifetime has never granted an older person tickets to see Nine Inch Nails. I could be wrong. But I feel like this might be one of the first times they've ever been requested. Like, that's been the request.
That is so spectacular.
In fact, here's Carla talking about it.
He does write a lot of things about death. I believe the more that you give, the more you get back. And I love giving things away. The two words, be kind. What you say might cheer them up in ways that you have no idea does.
And yes, she has the Nine Inch Nails logo, the NIN, tattooed on her body.
What a badass. I love Carla.
I know she's dealing with some health stuff, but it'd be great to chat with her just to hear about what she thought about the Nine Inch Nails show.
Definitely. Toys R Us is planning to double its number of U.S. stores by the end of the year. You think about so many places are shuttering right now. They're going to be putting up 10 new flagship stores and 20 seasonal holiday shops in partnership with Go Retail Group.
So here's my, you probably don't, I'm asking you a question that's not fair because you probably don't know the answer. Is it going to be like an actual Toys R Us standalone store? Because I know like they have like a Toys R Us section at Macy's, which is not the same.
I mean, this sounds like there's going to be 10 new actual stores and then maybe these seasonal like pop-up shops are kind of more temporary, but yeah. I'm kind of excited about that. Toys R Us was such a part of my childhood.
I know that's the one. It's not the one thing that really hurts me about having a child now is that we can never step foot into a Toys R Us.
That's the thing.
It's a little dramatic, but I do wish that I could take Tatum to a Toys R Us.
Because you would spend a lot of money there, Steve.
Not Fair. This guy.
It's very nice that you don't have the toy. I used to take Lily there when she was little, and it was just like, that. And of course, I'm just like, yeah, of course.
No, you're right. Based on my spending purchases at the Washington State Fair when she wants something, it's bad.
Yeah, you don't want to do
that. She knows. Like, she's like, Daddy, you want to come check out this stuff with me? Because she knows Mom will say no. And then I'll be like, that stuff down was only $15, sure. And then I'm the knucklehead. Then I have to go to my wife. She's like, well, how much did you have to spend on that? I'm like, $15. She's like, $15. So now, instead of not buying the stuff, I just knock off $5 on the price and not tell her. I'm like, it's like $10. I haggled them down. Yeah.
She'll never know.
Until she gets the credit card statement or checks our bank statement. It's like, you actually did pay $15, you son of a bitch.
The Daily Migs Show.
How would you like to beat down Steve Migs this morning? He is now over 300 wins, 301 to be exact, 94 losses, 83 ties on the year thus far. 206-803-ROCK is our number, and we will play Beat Migs at 850.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.